Welcome to Unmuzzled Chat. Frick, let's rip our muzzles off. It is past time, folks. No more muzzles. Evil is fighting so hard to polarize things and weaponize words and demonize anyone that would speak out. So self-censorship is running rampant. And there's so much censorship that they're trying to control in the digital space and through all other arenas. I'm so psyched to partner up with Gerard, another podcaster, amazing, just amazing God-fearing man, family man that's on the front lines giving such amazing calls to action and leading by example. We need more of that. Can we all lead by example and start influencing more people? Now, I want to dive into sounding the alarm on protecting our health to up our resilience, because it's so crazy. Like, even for me, I feel like I'm just starting to grasp, like, wow. And we'll dive into that. But to support Gerard, I love this stand up now. God made stand up now, all his merch. I mean, he sent all these cool stickers. We got to stand up now. We got one nation under God. American grown, respect, freedom, honor. Stand up now. Bring back God. God made man and woman. Folks, can we all challenge ourselves to stand up now? It's actually really freaking cool. As I'm wearing this shirt, gym, the grocery store, everywhere I went, at least one, if not multiple people complimented. I'm standing in the checkout at Sprouts. And this just lady with a big old smile on her face is just, I love your shirt, with crazy amount of positive energy. You'd be lighting up other people's days. You could give other people calls to action without even saying anything, just by simply leading by example. Can we challenge ourselves? It's so cool. The more I wear this, how I personally embody this stand up now. It is a pivotal moment in history for us to stand up now. And there's so much blessing that comes from that. Okay, that being said, how'd you like the chat with Maggie? I thoroughly enjoyed it. She truly is a well of knowledge. Now, I'm sure neither her or I would claim to know it all. No one ever will. It's just a forever pursuit. We can speak from our personal life experience and what we see and acknowledge. And what's wild, after that conversation, I will admit, after doing more prep for other shows, and I actually pulled a lot of it out of this because I really want to hone in on our health and upping our resilience in this episode. It's crucial, because I myself has been limited, and I could see by my own doing, my own blindness, my own arrogance, actually even led to a lot of the deterioration of my own operating state and flaring and attributing to the Lyme flare up. But she really hit a nail on the head, where she mentioned about, you know, between me and her, like, if she slowly poisoned me, it'd be criminal, and she would end up behind bars. And that's just the truth of it. Can we grasp? I don't think we're grasping it, folks. You gotta understand. So the reality after the episode, I was like, I had guilt, because I was like, you know what? After doing that more research and coming across more information, it just infuriated me. I was like, you know what? I'm too soft on this topic. I'm too soft. I need to get way more amped because it truly does boil my blood. Because what these food organizations, our own government, all these health organizations, FDA, CDC, folks, we've blindly entrusted, and maybe at one point in time when it was erected, initially constructed, it may have operated initially on our behalf. But it is clear as day that it has now been infiltrated to a point it has been disguising itself as though it's doing good. And we've been blindly entrusting in them, and we were duped because they are not a quality control. They are not, in fact, quite the contrary. They're manipulating words and changing ingredients and all these things and doing approvals on these products, knowing it will have adverse effects, adverse negative intended consequences. It will lead to death, and it absolutely will and can with certain amounts. It is nothing shy of criminal. It's criminal what they're doing. Think about it. There are so many of the ingredients and products and produce right here in America that are illegal in the vast majority of other countries across the world. Illegal. Like, you would be thrown in prison trying to, like, I don't know, smuggle in milk and ketchup and certain things in other countries. Do you realize the gravity of this? Do you understand how serious this is? Yet we're not even connecting the dot enough, and we want ketchup on our oil-saturated poisonous fries. And the ketchup has, don't even get me started. And it's not just that, it's everything, folks. We cannot be, like, it's Maggie's friend, Ballot Pop-Tarts, are you freaking kidding me? I was too soft. It is delusional to think just because in this moment in time, that man seems healthy and he's functional, that he can get away with eating those type of things. The chemicals, the pharmaceuticals, everything that's in there, the synthetic created poisonous toxin forever things that, like, your body cannot eradicate. All these things have been on huge levels. We're slowly having breakthroughs on really exposing, and that's why hundreds of snacks are under mega lawsuit, because it's directly connected to cancers. But we're slowly acknowledging, but we know, so we're still learning more about it. But the majority of those, the ingredients, we already know. It is no good. Why are we allowing this? It is up to us. But it's beyond that. And I want us to ask ourselves, and I really hone in on that, and hold ourselves responsible and accountable. Like, what is it? Even with me, like, what is it with me that hasn't, like, even knowing what I know, sound the alarm to just dump out the one rock star I have left versus drink it? Why are we so disconnected and, like, wired knowing, like, that is going to be poisonous? I should have prepared. I should have had a canteen to crack it and pour it in, like, I don't know, a pot of dirt or something for you guys. Try leading by example in that regard, because it's our health, it's our function, it's everything. Even our spiritual connection is depending on this. Could it be part of the reason why I've ruled out God for so long was just because I was that spiritually, I was just that disconnected, and I was falling prey to these demonic actors? And oh boy, we can connect those dots, folks. These people are evil. It's just criminal. I don't understand. We can stop it. Yeah, sure. If we want to hold them accountable, great. But we must get them out of these freaking positions and clean house. It's time. It's time we revolutionize our food products to the point it doesn't need to say organic. Organic needs to go away. Everything that's under the label food shouldn't be toxic. We shouldn't have to worry about that. Okay, you don't want to be an expert in all the things and spend all the time and question everything. Well, then join the movement and this awareness. Like, we send this far and wide. Do your part in that regard. We're trying to combine everything and do the heavy lifting to have that positive impact, and hopefully in a positive light to where we can unify. We have that power. We can clean things up. Can we please just do that? Maggie, you're freaking awesome. I started watching this Murder by Mouth. Big pharma medical scams, germ theory, poison diets, viruses, medical myths. Now, it's 2 hours long, and I haven't gone through it all, but I'm excited to cue it up when I'm doing like the infrared sauna blanket. Shout out to Bond Charge. Get 15% off. Just use the links down below. What a blessing it is to start create the one-stop shop in that regard, too. I do personally attribute mega breakthrough in my life just due to that simple, natural way of detoxifying the body through just good old sweat. I sleep better. I feel more energized. It's clearing my brain more and more. It's clearing my skin. But in ways, you know, I still have big boils and all these issues because I got a freaking spiral key with co-infections and all this nasty inside my body. So in a way, I embrace my pimply face. As gross as that seems, or sounds, so be it. I know things are moving in the right direction, and because I can feel it. So I haven't made it all the way through, but just even the beginning. We'll just play a bit here. Hopefully this will trigger, like, you know what? That's worth a shot. They compile some good information. And just know in the comment sections, I'll add the links to all this content.
Viruses. Are they real? Are they not? They've been isolated. They haven't been isolated. They can hurt you. They exist. They don't. What's the deal? In this montage, Murdered by Mouth, we're going to get into it. We're going to get down to the bottom of all of this, and you're going to know by the end of this video what's true and what's not. We got down to the nitty-gritty. We've got people all over the world and the internet who have made great material, and we put it all together for you. We found exactly what we need to prove to you and to ourselves what the truth is. So just the timeline of the video, the first part, we're going to get into how fast food is dumbing you up and is really the killer. And normal food in the grocery...
Hear that? How fast food is dumbing you up. I believe that to be part of the disconnect, because you wouldn't knowingly eat rat poison. We've just been duped. We've literally been manipulated and controlled. Like, we must care. How do we flip that switch within ourselves? Drop it in the comments. How can we do that? It might take a level of sacrifice and breakthrough to really even be like, I can't believe how naive, how I was basically plugged into the matrix. And I didn't care because my taste buds were happy. But at the other side of it, your taste buds could be happy in every other aspect to life.
Stores are terrible because of their ingredients. Also, the water and the chemicals in the shampoo and all of that we're going to explain real quick in the first 20 minutes. We're also going to explain how coconut oil and other oils can cure people from Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, wow, ALS, epilepsy, dementia, schizophrenia, autism, also a natural antiviral, and it can kill herpes and HIV. Also, how we're cooking our food to death, and we were taught to do so falsely. You'll also learn briefly how to make hydrochloroquine. Then after the first 20 minutes, we get into the nitty-gritty proof. Halfway through that video, we then get into where this idea came from, who's behind it, and this is everything you need to liberate yourself medically, through food, and through your life, and through everything you do to be healthy, to never be sick, and to share this with new kids, new children that are coming up in society. We need this to catch on. It already is in so many parts of the world. Yes. But this is the definitive video to get it out and to put everything, all the doubts, to rest. So sit back, buckle up, let's learn something.
Good word, brother.
Here's Murder by Mouth.
Talk glibly about science. What is science? People coming out of a university with a master's degree or a PhD, you take them into the field, and they literally don't believe anything, and this is a peer-reviewed paper. It's the only thing they accept. And you say to them, but let's observe, let's think, let's discuss. They don't do it. It's just, is it in a peer-reviewed paper or not? That's their view of science. I think it's pathetic. Gone into universities as bright young people, they come out of them brain dead, not even knowing what science means. They think it means peer-reviewed papers, etc. No, that's academia. And if a paper is peer-reviewed, it means everybody thought the same, therefore they approved it. An unintended consequence is that when new knowledge emerges, new scientific insights, they can never, ever be peer-reviewed. So we're blocking all new advances in science that are big advances. If you look at the breakthroughs in science, almost always they don't come from the center of that profession. They come from the fringe. The finest candle makers in the world couldn't even think of electric lights. They don't come from within. They often come from outside the breaks. We're going to kill ourselves because of stupidity.
Continuing the series about the truth about our food supply that...
We're going to kill ourselves because of stupidity. How true. How sad. I've been part of that stupidity. I'll admit, the more we can acknowledge and humble ourselves and realize and admit we've been duped, we've fallen prey, we've been stupid. Might seem like a harsh word or something, but it's the truth. We've been ignorant, blindly entrusting. Now, I understand, like, it's unfortunate that things have come to this point. It's not ideal, right? That goes kind of without saying. I wish it wasn't this way, but it is. Evil is very real. You can start connecting the dots from here, but we just want to stay more based on this. So let's hear this gal and maybe just a little more.
Bayer, aka Monsanto, doesn't want us to know about. So this is probably one of the most disturbing papers I've read to date.
This is crazy.
They exposed one female mouse to glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, and studied its children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and they found that F0 mom lived a normal life, but each subsequent generation had a dramatic increase of disease. And this is after F0 mom was only exposed during pregnancy. No other mouse had exposure to glyphosate. They found an explosion of ovary disease, kidney disease, birth abnormalities, tripling of cancer rates, and...
The food is making us sick. Not the flu, COVID, colds. It's what we're eating.
4 times increase of obesity and multiple chronic diseases. Translate this to our generation, and if you're a millennial, our moms would have been the pregnant women in the 90s, and each subsequent generation would have more disease until the children born in 2050. Think about the implications. Wow. Please go read this paper and share this to anyone you care about. I have more to say about this, but I'm running out of time, so follow if you want to learn more.
My Chick-fil-A, okay? And I was about to eat some of the Chick-fil-A sauce, and I was reading the ingredients, and as you can see, EDTA right there, added to protect flavor. When I saw that ingredient, I was like, hold up, that don't look right. When I worked as a dental assistant, we used EDTA for root canals. Ethylene dimetatriacetyl acid is what's inside this Chick-fil-A sauce. EDTA can cause abnormal cramps, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, low blood pressure. Too much can cause kidney damage, dangerously low calcium levels, and death. Chick-fil-A, you got some explaining to do.
Taco Bell. That's good bullshit, yes.
This gentleman works at Taco Bell.
These are the quests that y'all love so much. These bitches sit back here for weeks, and then we just put them in them bags when we feel like it.
Guys, you gotta see this for yourself. The behind the scenes.
This the beef that y'all love so much. These tacos, this is how it looks.
Disgusting.
We don't even cook shit, it's all boiled. The chicken, ew. The steak, ew. The chips, ew. The sausage, ew. Blow this up and I'm making a part two. I'll show y'all.
Hi, welcome to Taco Bell, where meat comes from this. To this.
They're cooking in the bag.
To that.
You can only imagine all the plastic. What the... Folks, if you see this behind the scenes stuff, like I'm telling you, it's enough for some of you to actually be like, you know what? Never again. And that's so important. Because what's going to be the outcome of that? You're going to find better, more direct sources, and you're going to up your resilience. That will give you more of a reservoir, an ability to take on other things in this life to help fix things and be excited to do so instead of this doom and gloom all around us. Folks, this is This is powerful stuff. It's a good one. The other one she plugged, I haven't made it through, but you could check out the other video and the links in there. Dives more in on into like the beauty products. Very, very powerful too. Yeah, check this out.
You guys, if you drink Starbucks, watch this.
That you get your coffee in at Starbucks. Let's talk about those.
A paper cup, by nature, should absorb water. If it's right. not absorbing water, then that means there must be a barrier in between the paper and
right.
the liquid. And that barrier is polyethylene plastic. A study found that in 15 minutes of contact with hot liquids leach 25,000 microplastic particles into your cup. But no one's questioning this. No one's really thinking about it because it's...
No one is. No one's thinking about that. All you Starbucks goers, yeah, it's not just, this is being intentionally done. And you could look into this for yourself. Don't take our word for it. Do your own research. But even the innocent, oh yeah, you're thinking paper cup. But that liner that she's talking about, I'd like personally to see, I mean, I've never been a Starbucks guy. Just nope, not interested. They're too woke and they're a huge part of the world problems. But, so it's a good thing. Don't support that freaking company. And you can actually support Black Rifle, like more American, like companies that are. So this is more than 100% win because you're taking 100% of the money you're putting towards a tyrannical company and putting it towards one that. So it's more than 100% win. And those are the type of calls to action we want to have here. Now, if I was a little more avid coffee drinker, I'd probably set up a sponsor, and maybe I will here in the future. Met another amazing one at American Fest. But let's hear this out.
It's just part of our daily lives.
Are we very good at metabolizing plastics?
No. Plastic is a foreign body. It's a foreign particle. In fact, it'll break down into nanoplastics. And nanoparticles in general have the issue of being able to penetrate cell membranes. So it can penetrate very deeply into the cell. It can cause inflammation. Your body doesn't know how to deal with it. It's a foreign object. So you'll get the inflammatory response when you encounter these. But to make things worse, the microplastics themselves are a foreign body, but they also release plasticizer chemicals when they're in contact with your body. And they can also carry toxic chemicals into your body.
The fact that they can basically invade and integrate into ourselves, and you are what you eat. Are we turning into real life Barbie and Ken dolls?
We could be, because there's actually microplastics that have been detected in human lung, blood, and placenta. And who knows how much of this is getting into babies? Are babies being born with plastic in their bodies? Wow. I would guesstimate yes.
That's sickening and sad and upsetting. Here's another reason why you should boycott McDonald's. And he's just diving into, I believe, only specifically the fries. Give this a listen.
Here's another reason you should boycott McDonald's. So the most popular item at McDonald's worldwide is the world famous French fries. So let's go find out what's in it.
Can I get for you?
Medium fries, please.
Thank you, take care.
So let's take a look at what's in these fries. You would think it would just be potatoes, oil, and salt, right? Wrong. There's actually 18 ingredients in these fries alone.
18.
Firstly, we have four different types of seed oils in these fries which are all linked to heart disease, diabetes, dementia, and a bunch of other health conditions.
Wow.
Then you have something called sodium acid pyrophosphate, which maintains the color of this, which is linked to kidney damage and calcium deposits that block arteries.
Wow.
Next, you have something called dimethyl polysiloxane, which is used in industrial lubricants and cosmetics like nail polish.
Gosh.
And to top it all off, you would use salt, but the salt has four different ingredients like sugar and something called silico aluminate, which is salt made from aluminum. And aluminum, as we know, is linked to Alzheimer's and a bunch of other neurodegenerative diseases. Here's another reason you should boycott McDonald's. So the most popular item at McDonald's.
Wow, folks, this is criminal. Why have we been so, it's like people are kind of in the know, but it's weird. Even ones in the know, like, will occasionally eat this poison. It's unbelievable. Or drink it. Listen to this, gentlemen.
What's going on, everyone? Did you know that Coca-Cola contains this stuff?
Yum.
This goopy, oily-looking stuff is called phosphoric acid. And phosphoric acid is a rock that's mined using sulfuric acid. If you get this stuff on your skin, it burns like hell. It's a corrosive. It rusts away the metal. I mean, we got stuff that's metal here that rusts away. We use a lot of stainless, and it still rusts away the stainless. They put this in sodas, and we are consuming this stuff. It's a corrosive. We ship it out in rail cars and trucks with label on it that's stating that it is a dangerous product. So why are we consuming it? I mean, it's not needed at all. Just think of what it's doing to your teeth and your insides.
What's
crazy? Is that not enough for you? Oh, well, let's dive into hidden graphene oxide in pills. Yeah, it's not just the food. It's not just the drinks. It's also the supplement lines. Don't believe me? She literally shows us.
Good morning, guys. So I saw a video the other day of showing how the ink, well, the black on Nurofen tablets that we think is ink, is actually graphene oxide. And I decided to do the test myself. Now, it confirmed it to me after 2 tablets in the water, but what I did was I put in a whole week's worth of Nurofen into a glass. Now, I'm just going to swirl it a little bit, because there's quite a bit of tablet debris at the bottom. But what I want to show you is the graphene oxide.
Oh my gosh. In a week's worth.
In the tablets.
Yeah, it's magnetic.
Can you imagine? This is just a week's worth. If you've been taking Nurofen for a year, how much of this stuff is in your system? We really need to start looking at things. We need to start looking at things and not just trusting. So buy tablets that don't have that ink or the graphene oxide in it. But question everything.
Yes, we need to start looking into things just like she said. And it's healthy to question everything, folks. It boils my blood because I've been duped. But I genuinely want to help others. I see all this deterioration and gosh, we're poisoning ourselves at this point. The information's out. We must absorb it to the point we get our health back. And it's interesting. Just like in the depths, like the darkest parts of Lyme disease, it's interesting. Like when you're not healthy and you're not doing well, how much you accept that current state. It's like in a sense, I became the disease. That's just what it was. In a way, as much as I was fighting for health, I don't know, I'm struggling to explain it, but to even hone in on like the darkest moments of suicidal thought and depression, like that wasn't a normal state of existing. And once you break through and you have some like just health breakthroughs and life gets brought, like breathed back into you can look back like just in shock and awe as to why didn't I fight harder to get out of that? Like it's so worth fighting out of it. And then every stage of achieving, like breaking out of it more and more, it's kind of that same outlook where you're almost looking back at that last stage you were in just with shock and awe, is that I can't believe how I was like settled in it, like everything, like that was acceptable. Like it's not acceptable. And dare I say, when you have breakthrough, you'll look back and be like, I can't believe how many years or whatever it was, like that just was the normal and I kind of just accepted that. When we make these sacrifices, like, holy smokes, folks, our lives become so blessed. Does it mean everything's going to be just freaking smooth sailing? No. It's life and evil. Now, disclaimer, if you got kids around or, I don't know, you can even skip this next segment if you don't like four-letter words, but I have a level of respect for this woman and her strong language because I feel this could smack some people upside the head in a positive way and hopefully help flip that switch. That's all we're trying to achieve here. And she's not wrong. This is powerful. Give this a listen.
People in Congress should be arrested and in prison for poisoning you.
Right.
I would be arrested and go to jail. I'd go to prison.
Right.
If I started poisoning my spouse, wouldn't I?
Right.
Hello? Why are the people that are doing this to us not being arrested and put away where they fucking belong?
Right.
Oh, that's right. Because as soon as this gets out, it's going to be fucking taken down.
Right.
That's why. That's part of the reason. And the other part is there's still so many of you that are so fucking dumb and blind and brainwashed. I'm not saying that out of judgment. I promise you, I'm not. I don't judge. I don't have judgment. I'm not saying that in judgment.
Saying truth.
I'm not putting you down. You are not inferior to me or to anybody.
You take offense to that. It's just showing the level of deteriorated state you're in. We've all been dumb, blind, and brainwashed. That's just a fact of it. We've been drinking the Kool-Aid of the cult that's been diminishing our state to not naturally be able to connect those dots.
I am saying it because it's the fucking truth, and you need to wake the fuck up for real.
Mm.
Okay? Because the only way to stop all of this is if you actually wake the fuck up for real, and
right.
you wake up for real and decide to join the fucking revolution and say,
right.
I don't tolerate this anymore.
I don't tolerate it.
It is inexcusable.
Yes, it is.
What is put in our goddamn food.
Yes.
There, it's attempted murder. That's what they should be charged with. The people who pass the laws that allow this
actual
poison
murder.
In our food, in our water system, etc., should be put in prison.
Right. I agree. Let me know your thoughts. If you want me to refrain from such strong language, I mean, I wish I had a team here to maybe, you know, put in the beeping sounds for y'all. But some people, let's be real, need to hear that. Some people do. Just going to have that type of impact. Well, with this, I can't help but to expose some of the stuff behind it because the food, but you can see now the infrastructure, kind of who's behind. Because I like how she just had the calls to action, but it's so important. We just went over a good amount of information and we didn't even dive into like that 2 hour long, and the beauty one is just over an hour long as well. So there's more than enough information just right there. And you could do your own research too. And it's just, there's just endless amounts of information on Rumble. But right here, Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab in 2008 discuss how great it will be when disease reduces the population. But stop being conspiracy theorists, people would say. Stop being conspiracy theorists. It's like, don't, conspiracy what? Don't take any of my understanding and the research I've done. Just listen to these freaking demonic beings themselves.
What would you like to see as your legacy in 10, 15 years?
Of the new work?
Of the new work.
Yeah.
Of your new function.
Well, I set very ambitious goals because I'm quite optimistic. If you look at, say, the 20
trash.
Diseases that our Global Health Program goes after, I'd hope that within 15 years, over half of those, we could have had a very dramatic impact. Some of them will prove to be harder than others. For example, AIDS, we will have made an improvement, but not the dramatic improvement probably in that time frame. Malaria, perhaps, and a number of the other ones, we have things in the pipeline. So, you know, huge change in the mortality rates in developing countries, which then has this effect of reducing population growth. That's this big benefit that then makes everything like...
Oh, that's the benefit, huh? Has this positive effect of reducing population. In other words, mass genocide. This is sick, people. They say it. He said it on multiple stages throughout the
years. Education and nutrition a lot easier. So I have very high expectations there. And we actually use these dashboards internally at the foundation to make everything be quite numeric. You know, we're trying to be rigorous about that and even share those so that people can see, oh, you fell short of what you had in mind. And then we get to explain if we have any lessons that might be learnable from other foundations. So I think there's some things about how we go about things that I hope those learnings can have an impact. There's the specific work in the different divisions, health, development, and the U.S. education work. That in 15 years, boy, we, you know, by then we will have spent a lot of money. $3 billion a year, 15 years, that's adds up. And for that, people should have a very high expectation of what we can do.
On what we can do, reducing the population.
To us this evening. Very enlightened.
Very enlightened. This is, guys, I can't. What are we doing? What's happening is criminal. We are allowing them to poison us, and we're not doing anything about it. Nothing says trust the science like asking for the data to be hidden for 75 years. Pfizer. How telling. Great awakening. Here we go.
Breaking news. The president declaring a national emergency.
The new stay-at-home orders.
I'll slow this down just a smidgen.
Two down.
Don't think you can get on a plane or a train.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And we will take you to jail.
We've got to get them vaccinated.
Or we will keep you in a facility longer.
Really?
As the world was descending into synchronized tyranny, I began to ask myself, how did they get everyone to go along with this?
Yeah, how?
Obsessed with finding the answer, I began studying every moment in recorded history where masses of people acted against their own self-interest.
The only mechanism that could explain what was happening in society,
screw your freedom, you schmuck,
was what is usually...
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger, by the way. Screw your freedom, you schmuck, telling people to get the jab. How is that man still in this country? Give him the boot.
Referred to as mass formation.
Here we are now with an economy in crisis, but with an incredible opportunity.
Unprecedented opportunity for a reset.
Your Royal Highnesses, distinguished heads of state and government, the future is built by us.
We need a great reset.
When they say, you'll be happy, what they mean is, you'll be enslaved.
Right.
Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world.
Oh, you do.
Those who control the data control the future, not just of humanity, but the future of life itself.
You hear that? Humans are now hackable, and whoever has the data doesn't just control the future, but life itself. Could that be all those nanoparticles in that inoculation bioweapon? Now, I believe their hand was forced a bit prematurely with the Great Awakening that was happening, just exposing the deep state and calling out their infrastructure, fake news, and yeah, their whole war machine. So they kind of prematurely had to roll out this plandemic. We got to wisen up. And I believe the direct connect to all of that is upping our health and resilience. That's what it's been for me, and that's what it's been for so many. Got to stop vaccinating your children. All of that is not, it's harmful. It is not helpful. It's not. The evidence is out there. Just watch Vaxxed 1, Vaxxed 2 on BitChute.
Every aspect of our life has been infiltrated by people that do not have our best interests at heart.
Right.
Your forces using fear and isolation to induce mass psychosis.
I don't want you to be hopeful.
Environmental build fires.
I want you to panic.
Storms.
It
will kill your children.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
People are starting to wake up. Starting to wake up. The world.
I'm seeing people come together from all walks of life, finally saying enough is enough.
We didn't come here for no reason. We have a voice, and we're here to share it.
We have to be the solution. We cannot rely on the media, the president, or whoever to fix these problems.
I would rather pick up cans on the side of the highway than to live out of alignment with my truth.
We're all being driven back to the dream.
As you see in the audience, Democrats, Republicans, white, black, everyone all in between, this is the example that they do not want to see, but they have no choice.
The masses of humanity have been slapped awake.
Open your eyes.
It's time to wake up.
Yes, it is.
This is the Great Awakening.
People cannot go back into the Matrix now. A lot of people are trying to. They can't.
I don't even want to diminish from everything that was said there. I hope it was absorbed. Maybe rewind it a couple different times. Look at some of the outcome. Listen to this lady.
What about vaccine injury? The ones that actually took the shots. What did you see there?
Massive. I didn't know it was possible for a human to die so horrifically and so quickly before they rolled out the mRNA injections.
What? Let that one sink in.
It was insane. I've never seen anything like that. Patient, the worst of them were the ones, they called it sepsis, but it was like instant multi-organ failure. Like within hours, patients would die of liver, lung, kidney,
wow,
all at once failure, respiratory failure. It was like their, some of the records that emergency crew that found them, it's like their body tried to reject everything. Some of these cases, like their family would be there 30 minutes before, and then within an hour, they're dead. And then there were patients coming in with seizures like I've never seen before. We couldn't control some of them. Days, patients would be seizing, and no medications would stop it. And eventually, they kind of had to be put down. They called it encephalitis or encephalopathy. And then later on, they even the coding information organization, AHIMA, admitted COVID-19-associated encephalitis. There were blood clots, strokes. The clots were insane. Never seen clots like that before. Even the interventional radiologists that were going in with, they have angiopathies and, different scopes where they can do, heart interventions and put stents in, a carotid artery if you have a stroke going to your brain. Normally, it's rare to have more than one stent go in. And they were documenting, you know, multiple locations all at once. They had heart attack cases that were like that, where they, you know, they needed massive amounts of stents that they never needed before. There were people in their 20s that had been hiking that were totally healthy, had been running marathons, that suddenly needed a leg amputated because they had a massive blood clot going from their hip all the way down to their leg, and it couldn't be saved. So that happened. There were some cases of overnight spinal gangrene, which I've never seen before. And you can't amputate, you know, the spine when it goes gangrenous. Normally they cut out tissue that's dying like that, so it prevents further infection. And they didn't know what to do. The only thing they could do was, do a basically replace that part of your spine with an implant. That's the best they could do. It was really intense. And I didn't question the vaccines as much as I should have. I started to about the flu shot way back in 2004. But with the pressure to get the COVID-19 shot, I started looking into what it could do. And I knew I didn't want anything to do with this experimental mRNA thing. And when I started looking into the experts that were saying, well, this is what this potential vaccine could do, this is what the research says, I was looking at the vaccine trials and what's happening to those patients and the Guillain Barré that was happening and the strokes that were happening. And so I kind of knew to look for that when the vaccine came out. And the doctors were, you know, baffled. They weren't connecting the dots. But to me, knowing what the potential causes or potential symptoms of a vaccine injury could be, we 100% had all the things that I just described. But doctors would never tell you that. They would just say it's a stroke, it's a heart attack, it's a blood clot, and they would never connect the two.
Is there anything that would make you take a vaccination of any kind ever again?
They would have to kill me. Nothing. Nothing would make me take it.
Wow. Let's play that again.
Is there anything that would make you take a vaccination of any kind ever again?
They would have to kill me. Nothing. Nothing would make me take it.
Any vaccination. Flu. Childhood. Yeah, they'd have to kill you. I'm right there with you, man. Good on you speaking out. We gotta expose this because it's all aspects to our freaking lives. Wow, fun. Medical journals are being deleted.
Hi, Dr. Scott Jensen here. Over the last 3 years, we have together talked about a lot of issues. We have talked about masks and modeling. We have talked about lockdowns and social distancing. We have talked about vaccines and mandates. We have talked about parental rights and a whole lot of other things, including natural immunity, herd immunity, and what happened in nursing homes. Those issues will continue to be discussed, as well they should. But I need to sound the alarm. I read medical journals all the time, and two articles that had an odd connection over the last week
Jensen
came across my desk. First, Chris Mazzolini, editorial director of Medical Economics, has an article about a book written by Wendy Dean, a physician, who talks about physician moral injury. You might ask yourself, what does that mean? Dr. Wendy Dean says that moral injury is this sense of feeling as if you're betrayed by somebody in a position of authority in a high-stakes situation. And that situation causes you to transgress your deeply held moral beliefs and expectations. And in medicine, those beliefs and expectations are the oaths that we took to put our patients first. This is what's happening to physicians when we feel that people in authority who we thought had our back and were doing the right thing,
thought
they controlled us and didn't perform. And that caused us to potentially compromise our commitment to our patients.
Right.
That has happened across the land, across the globe. Let's turn to the second article. An article in Jazz Shaw called "The Medical Field is Erasing Its Own COVID Era History."
Wow.
Here's what it says. Pfizer and the rest of the big pharma companies assured the government that everything was just fine with the vaccines because they had been doing super serious testing.
Right.
And the government dutifully reported the cheerful news to us while using all of that data to impose lockdowns, mask mandates, and immunity passport systems. And now, according to one group that tracks publications in scientific journals, a lot of the original research and test results are mysteriously disappearing. More than 300 papers and scientific articles Wow. have vanished in the past year. We have to be on red alert.
Yes.
What we're seeing is potentially substandard medical publications used to push forward, promote a narrative, and squash all other narratives. And now that some of the dust is settling, we're seeing these articles withdrawn, disappearing. You won't find them potentially on internet. This is problematic.
Yes.
We knew during the pandemic that several specific instances occurred where high-quality journals, such as Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, published articles that a short time later required a retraction or a revision or a redaction. We're seeing this happen in spades now. We're seeing 300 plus articles disappearing. And I think you and I both know why.
Yeah.
In many situations, it was shoddy research. It was shoddy analysis. It wasn't peer reviewed. Or the conclusions drawn from the data were clearly spurious.
It was intentionally done. And this is beyond criminal. This, in fact, is crime
crimes against humanity. This, in fact, infringes upon everything. Nuremberg, everything. And it's time we, the people, rule out all this corruption. I am a broken record, and I'm going to stay a broken record till we take this appropriately serious. It is up to we, the people, to not even just right this ship and ensure none of this happens again. Are your kids not worth it? Are your loved ones, your wife or husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, friends, neighbors? I mean, if it's not enough for you, is it enough to get involved for them? It's so easy now. You could simply be cognizant of where you're spending your time, your views, clicks, likes, your subscriptions, your money. You can copy and paste episodes just like this. You could follow podcasts like this. That is great blessing to what we're trying to accomplish. It helps us. So if there's any value you find in this content, please like, comment, give us a thumbs up. All of that attributes, because with the more engagement, that's what creates momentum. And just how easy is it to copy and paste and send? Let the haters hate. And it doesn't even matter about virtue signaling and seeking accolades and it's just genuinely taking the moral high ground. Let the haters hate. We're visitors here. What matters is what we do while we're here. And your intention is pure. You don't want to see those you love and those you don't even know needlessly suffer. Please get on board with that. And I hope you can get on board with what we're doing here. But if it isn't here, if it isn't a Muzzle Chat, if it isn't me, there are many others out there that are doing great work. Bless you. Let's do this.
Can we ask the question? Was this born of a nefarious agenda?
Yeah.
My friends, I don't remember any time in my 40 years of medical history. We're in a short span of time. Journal articles in the hundreds and hundreds were disappearing. This feels like people are covering their tracks.
Yes.
And we need to pay attention.
Yes.
When medical journals that were used at one time to push a narrative and squash another narrative are now disappearing, my profession has a big problem.
Yes, it does. Thank you for exposing that, doctor. Genetically modified mosquitoes have gotten the green light to be released right here in the United States of America yet again. Check this out. We can't continue to protect ourselves. Once again, it's just like being afflicted with Lyme. We're forever a dog chasing its tail at the point we only care about and hone in and focus on those that are only afflicted, that become afflicted themselves. We must address the bigger battle of the actual biowarfare side of things and shutting that down. And that's where it goes beyond protecting ourselves. Now, it's important to do so, and it's important to educate, but we got to. And if that seems daunting, if you're scared, like I'm telling you, then the Bible's here to help. Your creator, the master of love, is here to help. He will direct you. He's the only one that won't let you down. Everyone else around you will and can, even the ones that love you most, because we're mortal and we're flawed. Grant each other grace. It's the best we could do. But at the point your faith truly, solely lies in our creator and through his son, Jesus Christ, there's nothing else to fear.
Genetically modified mosquitoes have gotten the green light to be released in America. They say these mosquitoes, they don't bite people, they just mate with the females, and they're modified so that the offspring die off. The lethality gene they put in, it actually doesn't kill all the mosquitoes. It only kills the females. The males go on living. In other words, the GMO mosquitoes do bite humans.
Right.
Some of the programs are about using the mosquitoes for other things, like vaccinating people against their will.
What?
It's September 2020, vaccinating people against their will. In September 2022, NPR declared that the researchers had successfully vaccinated people using these GMO mosquitoes.
I gotta repeat this because it's like my jaw's on the floor. This is unbelievable. Can you see how important it is to stand up now? Do everything within our ability to create the proper momentum. Cancel your Disney subscriptions and all that other stuff and put those funds towards other companies that that fear God, that won't cave. Now, any man is corruptible. Any company is corruptible. That's why we got to be cognizant forever about where these, what these companies are engaged in, what they're doing, and properly vetting, just vetting them.
One of the lead scientists on the program told the publication that we use the mosquitoes like they're 1,000 small flying syringes.
Unbelievable.
Genetically.
That's pretty freaky, but what's pretty cool, it's like, why do we bless our food? Those that believe in God. So even, like, he has the ability. It's been shown through this roadmap right here and Jesus's walk. Totally has the ability to keep that food nutritional and the toxins from the things that do get through. That same thing applies when you're walking around with the armor of God. Like, this isn't just biological warfare. This is spiritual. The very root of it is spiritual warfare. I just personally don't believe mankind and the evildoers would even be remotely capable of even nearly doing things to this nature without the demonic and the evil spirited nature of things. This is the devil's handiwork. It's clear. It doesn't stop there. Right here. I regret to inform you that the mRNA vaccine called Sequenvity, oh my gosh, I just butchered that, has been approved by the FBA. FBA? Woo. Forgive me. I'm stumbling over words. I'm a little worked up. Has been approved by the FDA and is now being injected into America's pork supply. Now, this is just a bit of an article. It would be nice. Help me get to the bottom of that. You really like your bacon? Well, let's try to find out where this is being done. If it's being done, where? What companies? What stores is it ending up in? We cannot be ignorant to this. Help us get to the bottom of that. Appreciate you. Thank you. This gal, is amazing. Hear her out.
Attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac term limits, Nat.
Tic-tac term limits, Nat. That's good. Let's replay that.
Attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac term limits, Nance. I am done letting a bunch of corrupt raisins who have never contributed anything useful to society make the rules for me. I am now a single-issue voter. If you voted for this, not only will I not vote for you, I will actively vote against you for anyone who did not. And I would do this even if I was not on TikTok. Because you are trying to ban an application that half the country uses to get their news 180 days before an election. And you think that we don't know that that is the reason. I'm about to tell you how the people feel. We feel that right now, you are the greatest threat to national security. We also feel you are the most inept, corrupt, and useless group of employees in the entire country. And you can't seem to remember that you're employees. If you're an incumbent and you voted for this, start looking for a job.
So good.
Because you're done.
Attempt to make TikTok better.
So good. Now I'm distracted over here. My freaking recorder is on the fritz again. And I had to go get, which isn't a bad thing, a corded mouse. Because my mouse was on the fritz. These are beach problems, as my buddy Tim would say. Bigger things to be concerned about. But I apologize. Human distraction. Seems as though they don't... Evil doesn't want this message to get out. This gives some good insight.
how we can put limitations on government.
Government should not have all the power to do whatever it wants, whenever it wants, with no recourse and no consequences. Government should not be that. And if you agree with that statement, then you agree that government power should be limited. So then how do we effectively accomplish that? And it's easier if there's a mechanism, if there's a Bill of Rights, if there's separations of powers, if there's the rule of law. Those are good mechanisms that can aid the people in redressing grievances.
Right.
So all of these mechanisms fail. So what works? Well, the mechanisms still useful, but they have to be backed up by people, because the only thing that actually works.
There it is. The power of the people. There it is. It's got to be. That's it. No one's riding in on white horse. Yes, we. Let's get Donald Trump in and let's hold him freaking accountable. And if he's not satisfactory, next. That's what it boils down to. That's what we got to understand. But we got to see past evil's divisive, because obviously there's a lot of people just naturally, no matter how beneficial Donald Trump or any figure, literally it could be Jesus. You got to understand that. Jesus here, alive, here to fix all the issues. You don't think evil and its bullhorn and its war machines aren't going to go full steam to discredit? Like, and a lot of people will fall prey to their propaganda. It's not all about Donald Trump. That's what we got to grasp this. It's about us. It's about unity. It's about the anti-censorship. It's the only way we're going to ensure and get to the bottom of things and rule out. And the more we rule out that corruption, the less people are going to be falling prey as we expose on a large scale. That's where we got to get people on freaking Rumble. We got to get people to gravitate to podcasts like this. And we can't be scared to hurt, like, people's feelings.
In the long run is when the people reach the limit of their obedience. Here's a sobering fact. If there is no point at that government power has no limit, whatever you might say, your actions say that you believe government power is unlimited. And if you believe it should be limited, then you have to believe that there is a point. You might disagree on what that point is, but you have to agree that there is a point where you should stop obeying.
How we can put limitations.
Yep, we must stop obeying. Ah, this beautiful young woman. I don't know. Pretty strong message here,
too. You know what absolutely sucks? That I am in my 20s right now. I'm in my 20s, and I want a house. I want kids. I want to get married. I want to start a life. I want to do all of these things that seem so financially out of reach and seem like they are never going to get any better. And I was talking to my parents about this, and I'm like, Taylor, it was hard for us. It's going to be hard for your kids, too. But at the same time, I feel like we're in such a unique time, and I'm not even talking for just people in my age group right now. I'm talking about for everybody in the world. And I think that it's because, and this is my personal take and maybe your personal take too, but I feel like we are playing into a hand that all of us are playing into a hand that the government so desperately wants us to play into to make us weak. And this hand is not knowing or ignoring the fact that.
Could we sit on that one too? We have all played into the hand evil at one point or another. And I even step in it still to this day that they're intending on us playing and reacting. The more we get that resilience, I feel the less we'll fall prey to those tactics.
At united we stand, divided we fall. And I feel like so many of us are jumping into a category of Republican or liberal, or I voted for this or I voted for that, or I'm against this or I'm against that, that we forgot that we're all on the same team. And we're so divided. We have never been more, I think we've never been more divided, especially in my country. And I think we're playing into the hand that they want us to play into. Yeah. We're just walking into it. I don't know. All
right. Let's not walk into that hand. Let's not fall prey to their tactics. This pastor talks about how the gates of hell have already been opened. And one prime example.
The gates of hell have already opened. When a 60-year-old man, naked, marches through the streets of one of our cities in the United States of America, is standing before little children, little girls and little boys.
The faces on these children. This is a pride event, mind you. They don't know what to think of this man's genitalia being exposed. This is the hypersexualization of children. This is pedophilic behavior. This is downright wrong and disgusting and demonic. And we got to put a stop to it. It just shows how how deteriorated we've become.
This has nothing to do with taking someone's rights away from them. This has to do with imposing perversion in the face of a child.
Right.
Where'd it come from? There's a spirit let loose on this earth.
Yep.
We're queer. We're here. Hear what they say? We're coming for your children.
Dare you?
We're coming for your children.
Disgusting.
You better take your children and you better protect them.
Yes.
You'd better watch over them. They do not belong to the public school system.
Right.
They do not belong to Caesar. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Lord.
Amen.
And he's given them to you to raise.
Right. Wow. It's powerful. I didn't want to dive into too much political here because I want us to focus on our health. But we must acknowledge that the root of this isn't just man. It's demonic. We could all unify through Christ and his example. And I feel that's where we're going to see the biggest wins. Folks, what's happening is criminal. Enough is enough. It's not tolerated. This is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. On so many levels. Well, let's end with the daily devotional, April 26th. Welcome problems as perspective lifters. I like that. My children tend to sleepwalk through their days until they bump into an obstacle that stymies them. If you encounter a problem with no immediate solution, your response to that situation will take you either up or down. You can lash out at the difficulty, resenting it, and feeling sorry for yourself. This will take you down into a pit of self-pity. Alternatively, the problem can be a ladder, enabling you to climb up and see your life from my perspective, of being God's. Viewed from above, the obstacle that frustrated you is only a light and momentary trouble. Once your perspective has been heightened, you can look away from the problem altogether. This is great counsel, folks. Turn toward me and see the light of my presence shining upon you. He's here to help. I get it. I get life and the whole idea of God and this. I mean, it's a hard thing to grasp till you give it a fair shake. A lot of churches can lead astray because, I mean, their intent might even be pure, but we're all defective and faulty at nature. So it's like, that's why you can't put the faith there. You got to seek this for yourself. Those churches are like vehicles, relationship over religion, but religions and certain church groups can propel you further, faster. But I would caution anyone to, it's healthy to, you just got to be aware of the fruit of the Spirit. And this is my personal feeling on it all. Put the faith directly in our Creator. There's no, you don't need to put it in the church that's getting it from God. Just go direct to God. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. Now, I actually need to notate this one. I want to revisit this. It's powerful. And I know it can help me. And this is what's fun. As you go through this amazing roadmap, the Word of God, you pick up these amazing tools that are just uplifting, enlightening, and I don't know. You're feeling down? Like, what? It's crazy. Like, God's created a tool right here to like fix that problem within you, brighten your day. 16 reads, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. It's truth. Yet they produce for us a glory that is vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on the things we can that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last forever. So good. This other one, Psalm 89:15. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in light of your presence, Lord. So good. I could attest to that joy, even amongst all this. Yes, I feel like the infuriated, I see when people are going through those fast food drive-thrus and just eating garbage, eating poison. My heart goes out to them. They're still plugged into the matrix. They're just blindly, it's crazy. I can have joy and peace amongst this hardship, amongst these battles, and just try to do my part on bringing people into the light, help making these connections themselves, and up in their resilience. And that to me, and living selflessly in that sense, is what we're here to do. And it's so rewarding and fulfilling. I'm just grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful to be here now in this time. Buckle up. It's gonna get crazy. I know it is. Prepare yourselves. We got more things coming, more connections, more affiliations, so stay tuned. But check out the EMP shield. Get that on your vehicle as soon as possible. Utilize the discount we have down below on the link in the comments. You get $50 off. We mentioned Bond Charge. I mean, I attribute a lot of my breakthrough detoxifying my body. I think I'd just begun. But that infrared sauna blanket is putting out the right frequencies and the right temperature. It's so convenient to just hop in that thing and get this crap out of my body. I mean, it's going to be forever a thing I enjoy and do. It does become a bit more challenging to do as it's heating up here in Arizona. I'm not going to lie. You kind of feel insane. Like, what? Like, obviously, when it gets triple digits, it's just like, well, why even get in the sauna blanket? Go sit in the truck. I mean, it's a good point. But the infrared portion of it is pulling things out at like a deeper level. It's a different type of sweat. I gotta be honest. And it's time to stand up now, folks. Go check out the merch. Gerard was right. It is more than just a t-shirt. And go get... So utilize the 10% discount in the link below. But go get those reactions for yourself out there and report back. We'd love to share in that moment with you. God bless you all. Thank you for your support. Till next time, take care.